Blog Talk Radio.
For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. But he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?
All
Shalom, shalom, ye Israel, family of Yah, friend, foe, on this edition of Blog Talk Radio. Your host here tonight, Teacher Shane, Brother Shane, servant of Yah, fellow laborer. We're all in this war, and we thank Yah for it. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I am thankful again for the Most High Yah, for His tender mercies, for His loving kindness, for His grace. Hallelujah. Teaches us to deny all ungodliness. Hallelujah. Worldly lust. He's appeared unto all men. Hallelujah. 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 Well, I'm glad that finally they got the bugs, I guess, hopefully for now, worked out of Blog Talk Radio. We're back to it's working its old way. We thank y'all for that. Bless you all. It's good to be here this, I guess, evening. As I look around out the window there, we're pretty much at evening now. Looking at the brightness of the skies, and it's pretty dim. Oh, hallelujah. 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 I pray all is well, and everyone had a wonderful day. Everyone has been enjoying the war that we are in, and that's a good thing. It's a good thing that we are fighting, that we are persevering, that we are enduring, and we suffer it patiently. Because the right frame of mind is knowing that this is perfecting us, it's maturing us, it's bringing us closer to our Creator, our Elohim, our Savior. It's a beautiful thing. This again, Most High Yah, the voice of the pastor, man of Yah. Again, he's the heart of the Most High. He's imploring his people to get their hearts right, get their houses clean, because we're coming upon another holy feast. Sin is our ruin, and you're learning many aspects and many facets of sin. We've got to understand sin, it in itself, it, the entity of it, it is an enemy of its own. This, the realm of sin, it does pave roads and inroads and opens doors to the enemy, to the wicked one, to the demonic. We really got to understand that. That any time that the truth is coming forth, that the light is shining upon, you know, any wickedness, any iniquity, any darkness in us, that we receive it gladly. That we don't let the voice of sin rise up above and take over our being. Because you know you, and you've heard, And it is on record that Paul found out after a while, found something dwelling in him, something fighting against the law of his mind. You know, he was at war, and he was at bewilderment at times, till he finally got the understanding, till he finally got the enlightenment that it was sin dwelling in him. And we really got to understand that, and the Most High Yah is really desiring us for us not to be ignorant about sin, transgression of the law. Because the scriptures were written aforetime, it was for our learning, for our admonition. As again, I will relate and rehash and bring into your ears again pieces of the message yesterday concerning sin. And the death that it has to pay. Oh, hallelujah. We thank the Most High Yah for looking out for us. We thank the Most High Yah for having our backs. We thank the Most High Yah for watching our six. And we need to stay in a humble state, that his arms and his hands will protect us and guide us and lead us. If we want to go in, we're going to suffer. But we suffer patiently. We suffer gladfully. Because a person has a true heart after the Most High Eye will allow the hands of the Creator to create pleasure and His purpose and His will in them. Because the conforming to the image, that's what the Word is doing in us if we gladfully hear it. And if we take this Word and we put it into action, we give this Word, it does have a life if faith is mixed with it. If faith is put with it, it bursts something within us. It brings forth things that have not been before. It manifests hope in us. And we should always be a people of hope. And it's not our hope that has been instilled in us. It's His hope. And we should be living His life. Because that's where our life is hid. It is in His life. And when we read the Word, when we read all the record that is set before us, is about one. It's about Yeshua. It's about the Savior. And if we don't partake of His life, then what life do we actually have? And we're getting ready to, you know, enter into, again, bring it to our minds, or entering into the season of the Passover. He said He is the door. Let us enter into the door this Passover. Let us get our hearts right, our minds purged, our conscience purged. And let us joyfully enjoy the feast of the Most High Yah. It's a beautiful thing, beautiful thing, beautiful thing, saints of the Most High Yah. Well, I pray tonight for the hearing ear and the seeing eye. I am glad for you. Again, behind this microphone, talking to my brothers and sisters, knowing that some of us have a hunger for the Word, so many might not have, but I pray you're continually seeking His face, that you desire to walk the walk and to talk the talk, and to see this war, see this fight as He sees it. Because he's the forerunner, and we're pretty much following Him. He's leading us to a place. He's leading us to a promised land. He has given us a promise, and we must really cleave to that promise. That promise will get us home. And He's put a down payment, an earnest of the promise in us called His Spirit. And it's just a measure. Because right now we have these corruptible bodies. But you know, within in each and every one of us, there is that groaning and travailing. And you need to let, at time, when you're before the Most High, I let the groaning and the travailing that deep down inside you, let it come forth. Don't be ashamed of it. Just let it speak what it needs to speak. Let the spirit man and you speak the Most High Yah. And then once, shut up and listen. Communication is a two-way. It's a flow of exchange of information from one to another. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Well, saints of the Most High Yah, we've been in a study for quite a while in the book of Hebrews. And I thank the Most High Yah for that. I really enjoyed the book of Hebrews. I know out there in some Christian ranks that there are some that try to say that this book does not belong. But that's because they have no understanding. That's because they don't have no spirit. That is because they have no life. That's because they're in the court of the Gentiles. There's many out there, a lot of Christians out there in the court of the Gentiles, out there trodden with their feet. They don't know it. They're on the outside trying to judge those who are on the inside. And like I said, they have no place of judgment. They have no spirit, so they can't be spiritual. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he is judged of no man. One thing that really, really, as a teacher, tried, you know, during the tabernacle teachings, to try to, you know, relate to us as Israelites, as Hebrews, as believers in Yeshua, that we no longer are on the outside, that the Most High desires a relationship on the inside. He now wants to speak to us in the Holy of Holies. He has prepared a highway of holiness, a way for us to enter in and to commune with him. This is his heart. This is his desire. This is his love. And we really need to embrace it. Embrace. As Yeshua said, that he is in me and I am in him. And in this relationship, there is protection. There is pavilion. There is strength. There is honor, strength and honor. There is life. We have to live life from the inside. We all understand about living life from the outside. But we are no longer of them, of our former conversation. We've really got to embrace who we are now. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Really got to embrace that. Embrace the war. It's not so some strange thing has happened unto us, but this is appointed unto us to mature us, to perfect us, to really hone and sharpen our relationship with the Creator. Oh, hallelujah. 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 And in many ways, saints, you know, in the past few, quite a few blog talks here with Teacher Shane, we've been in Hebrews chapter 10. And I did a message even for the congregation about through the veil. Through the veil. And we're pretty much still in that mindset as we've been reading Hebrews chapter 10, because it is procedural, it is gradual. I mean, when we really, really, really read, especially in Hebrews or any book, I implore those that are reading to, you know, to drop off the chapters and the verses, but to read it as though it is a book. We got many letters. We got a letter here written to the Hebrews, an epistle to the Hebrews. And we need to read it that way. We need this fragmented mind. That, like I said, no wonder these chapters and these verses, so many things in the Word of Yah is taking out of context. Because they take one verse and they'll build a whole institution off of one verse. And will totally be left field, totally be on Jupiter with their knowledge and their understanding and their logic, not taking the whole. But we, the saints of the Most High Yah, we desire the whole counsel of Yah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And we're going to communicate tonight, saints of the Most High Yah. We're going to fellowship. We're going to break bread because there's only one bread I know. And we're going to collectively here soon break bread again. We're going to take, eat, and partake of his body and his blood. We're going to celebrate his death till he comes. Celebrate death? Well, we look at death a whole different way now. As we know in this regeneration, death has no more dominion over us. We have died. We have likened ourselves crucified with Christ. But nevertheless, we live, but yet not us, but Christ liveth in us, as it was Paul so eloquently written to us, his brethren. Oh, hallelujah. And we really need to really, really when we read, this is personal, personal. These are letters to your heart. These are letters to your inner man. These are letters to your spirit. And many people read this after the flesh. And because of after the flesh, no wonder we got this religion called Christianity. No wonder it is prophesied that there's a court of Gentiles and they're trotting down underfoot this court, continually walking and walking and walking and walking and still not entering in. No rest for their souls. They have not entered into rest. I don't want to get on that subject. That is a whole different, we'll leave that alone. Let's continue. Saints of the Most High, this walk in this life, it is beautiful. And to have understanding that goes beyond your understanding. I see a lot of people, you know, leaning to their own understanding. I talk about it so much, this realm of logic. And they got this word out here that they throw around in these Bible schools called theology. And then I look at that word logy, and then that word logic is in that. And I see a lot of destruction, a lot of misinterpretation, a lot of people that walk around in the outer court with this logic, thinking that they know something, but they know nothing. They have not the experience. They have not the baptism. I mean, they have nothing. And I don't know what propels them. It's got to be a demonic spirit because they really have no report. They really, without the Holy Spirit dwelling in them, they really cannot be counted as a witness. But those of us that have been immersed in the Spirit of the Most High, we have entered into a realm called witness. And because we've entered into a realm called witness, we are on a journey building a testimony. And our testimony is going to be almost a seal in a unique way before, you know, we step over. Because it is prophesied in Revelation, they overcome him by the word of the testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. And they loved not their lives unto the death. It's something about, you know, the blood of the Lamb and having that understanding and having that life in them and understanding what that death was. And because of getting understanding through that, they have a testimony. And that testimony carries them and to their reward. You know, they said they loved not their life, but they loved him who is life, which will transfigure them into the, you know, the fullness of life. Because we're only down here temporarily. We're sojourning. We're strangers and pilgrims. And there is waiting for us a beautiful dwelling place. And we must endure to the end, our end. Because we're walking this walk of salvation. And we must endure to the end to be saved. Salvation is continual, day by day, minute by minute, second by second. We've got to maintain it, saints. Well, we do have boldness to enter into the holiest of all by the blood of Jesus. And this is a new and living way. which he, Yeshua HaMashiach, hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. And we've got to go through the same veil as he has suffered in the flesh. Arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. Last blog talk with Teacher Shane, we went over the realm of sin, how sin and forsaking one another and the forsaking the assembling of one another. And sin, if we have received the knowledge of the truth and we go and sin willfully, we actually invoke our will to sin. We actually go get into a realm of committing sin. As the word said, he that committeth sin is of the devil. And I see many in this time, in this hour. I mean, it's common that those that are entering into this walk, you know, they're learning about sin. And righteously so. And I pray that they continually build upon the foundation, which is Christ. But we really, 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 as the Spirit, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying in the churches. Sin is our ruin. I'm going to keep echoing it because the Spirit's been echoing it quite a few Shabbats here. But you let the Spirit of Yah and the love of Yah convict you. Do not get into condemnation fest when you have entered into sin. You have an advocate with the Father. You've got to understand that. That you've got to really have deep contrition. I mean, this is an inward work. And this has got to come from the heart. Like you heard Pastor say, this is more than just saying, you know, oh, God, I have sinned, please forgive me, and blah, 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 and blah, 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 and then go on the next day and then commit the same thing again. See, that's walking in the court of the Gentiles. That's walking, you know, that's that fleshly Jesus that's being preached out there. That's that fleshly Jesus that's on the market, that's putting all that money in them offering plates. You know, that Jesus out there, he is a product, that fleshly Jesus. And they love peddling this fleshly Jesus. And the biggest times of the year that they really have their events, you know, the great events which brings in a lot of money is the Christ Mass and Easter, where the fleshly Jesus, he was a baby, you know, and they put him away in a manger, and you know, then they'll sing, there's no L, no L, no L, no L. Oh boy, they love this fleshly Jesus. They love this world's Jesus. And then here we're coming upon Easter, Astarte, where they're going to celebrate his resurrection. And you heard many times, Pastor, went over the alliteration. They'll get out there in their flesh with the church door pointed to the east. Get out there with their six-string guitar. Ding, 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 ding. Wait for the sun, S-U-N, to rise up. And then they have their celebration, not knowing in ignorance, you know what they're worshiping. But they love this fleshly Jesus. They love this world's Jesus. But the Jesus, the Yeshua we know, he's one living on the inside. We do not need a Jesus that lives on the outside. We want to have an intimate relationship. Not as though they have an outer relationship. But saints, let us continue on. I thank you for enduring the tangents, but and I guess it must needs be that we talk that kind of talk. Verse 31 of Hebrews chapter 10 said, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living Elohim, the living Yah. And it is to, you know, get into a state to where that you've had knowledge of the truth. And then we go and sin willfully. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living Yah. And with reverence and with honor, we thank the Most High Yah for writing His laws in our hearts and in our minds. Because you really, 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 really think about it. Law in the heart and in the mind. You know, the most inner places of our being. It's there as a defense. It's there as a protection. It's there, you know, engraved in us. To let us know at any time, you know, when sin is at the door, that it's there screaming. That it's there, you know, throwing you a lifeline. It's there screaming in your ears. And it's there before your eyes to keep you in the presence of Yah. Keep you in the protection of Yah. To keep you within the body of Christ. And it is written, you know, if we willfully are we go and want to dabble in sin, that we have to go outside of the body. And you heard yesterday how Miriam was put outside of the camp because of her sin, because she was speaking into Aaron's ears. Even though Aaron didn't say anything, it's a unique thing that he had sit there and behold his sister's judgment. But she had to be put outside the camp after the mediator went to the Most High Yah and made intercession for her. You heard Pastor saying there's no record written that if she, you know, that she lived probably the rest of her days in a leper state as a testimony, as a testament for all to see. I mean, when we really look at this, this thing is, it's beautiful, it's deep. I mean, Most High Yah, His heart's desire is to give us life. It is. It is. It is. Fearful thing. But in verse 32, we're going to look at two verses tonight. Two verses. But, you know, even after all this, you know, after this rebuke and reproof and admonishing, now it's bringing forth an exhortation. I mean, this thing, it's no false balance. In the spirit of Yah. Sword will cut. But it's also in the Most High Yah is there to bring a salve too. After that you have met His conditions. And we really, really, really need to look at this always as for us and not against us. As again, it is written, if Yah be for us, then who can be against us? You know, it's these words. As I heard a brother said today, you know, he had enough word in him. And he was thankful that he had enough word in his heart that through the last war that he went through, that it was able to help him carry him through. It was a defense. It was a shield. It was a buckler because he had the word in. Not as some people, you know, might have a word memorized, have it all up there, in the big realm of big-headedness or whatever you want to call it. Well, when the time of tribulation and anguish and trial and suffering comes, they have nothing in the bag. But in verse 32 of Hebrews chapter 10, it says, but call to remembrance. But call to remembrance. It says the former days. The former days. And which former days is talking about? And then one says, you know, to reflect. You know, even then, you know, after we've heard the admonishing, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living Elohim. That if we sin willfully, after we've heard the knowledge and received the knowledge of the truth, and we receive truth, and we have it there as a guide, as a shield, as a buckler, and then to go sin willfully, will put into it, your whole volition, your whole state, your whole mind, your whole heart, where the law was written, that you go beyond that check that's going on in you, that you go beyond the voice of the Most High Yah crying to you from the law written in your hearts and in your mind. That his voice is crying to you from the covenant that he made with you. We really, 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 really got to understand this covenant that we have entered into. A lot of people don't understand this realm of covenant. That once laws are in your heart, laws that in your mind, that he is in you and you in him, that he calls the assembly the body now, that he is the head of all things, and the head controls the body if we peradventure will let it. But call to remembrance the former days. And it's kind of, you know, just saying, hey, let us remember this. Let us reflect on a time in our walk. And I know it's not going to beckon us to our former time in lasciviousness, that our former time in concupiscence, and our former time of bitterness and hatred and anger. But it says, but call to remembrance the former days in which, these former days, the time when you were living, after ye were illuminated. And I looked at that word, illuminated. Illuminated. The former days after ye were illuminated. Now the remembrance is in which. That remembrance of those days when you first come to know about a living Elohim. Your eyes and your ears were open to hear his cry, plead, his beckoning, his call. After you were illuminated. That word illuminated, it has a rendering of almost enlightened or light. Light, light, light. Illuminated, illuminated, not Illuminati, but illuminated. Let's look at that. Let's explore. Let us expound. Let us, you know, break some bread on being illuminated. And I think we'll go back to, let's see, Brother John here. Our fellow servant, our fellow laborer. You know, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Let's see what John written to us, his brothers and sisters. John 1:1, he's letting us know that in the beginning was the Word. Oh, in the beginning, huh? The former days when you're illuminated, in your beginning, when you heard the Word, in the beginning was the Word. It was the Word that opened your ears and opened your eyes. It was that Word that let you know that brought you out of a sin-sick relationship with the world. It brought you out of the mire, out of the clay. It brought you above all the trash and brought you out of vomit. And it brought you, you know, out of that wallowing in the mud, as many of us were many years of our life. But in the beginning, in our beginning was the Word. And it says the Word was with Yah. And the same Word that was with Yah, that Word was Yah. And it goes on and says the same was in the beginning with Yah. And the same Word, the Word that was in the beginning, said all things were made by Him. All. Well, we got to make emphasis on the word all. In the beginning was the Word. We're looking at a Word. Looking at the word enlightened. We're looking at the word light. Let us don't look at the word as according to the flesh. We're talking about the Word, which is spirit. He said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Let us don't be out there amongst the Gentiles with their word, the word of the flesh. No, we the witnesses have word of the spirit. But in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with Yah. Hallelujah. And the Word was Yah. And the Word is with us. And we are with the Word. The same was in the beginning with the Word. All things were made by Him, the Word. And without Him, without the Word, was not anything made that was made. So what made all things? The Word. What's making all things in you and should be making all things in you the new and living way? The Word, the living Word, not the dying Word, which is worldly. Jesus, they are peddling. They got a Word, but they don't have the Word. They don't have the Word that was in the beginning. They have the one that wanted to be like the Most High. So they're pretty much peddling and preaching the word of the God of this world. It wants to be like the Most High. Because this same word that this being, the God of this world, wants to be like, it was the same word that made him. And he likened his creation and his being to something that he had done. When he looked down upon himself, he saw the brightness, and he was corrupted by the reason of thy brightness, and he thought the light was emanating from him. So what is he peddling out there to the religions of the world? He's none but darkness. He has not give no light. All things were made by the Word. And without Him, the Word, was not anything made that was made. In Him, in the Word. In, there's that word in. No, why do we got to emphasize the word in? It's a two-lettered word. It means a lot, though. Do you want to be in Yeshua or you want to be out of Yeshua? Well, you don't have to go to that degree. That don't mean nothing. Why? You got to harp on a word. But I want to understand the word that was in the beginning. I want to understand this word that's written here on the pages. And I want to understand this word that's set before me more than just mere ink on a piece of paper.
Well, you know, That wasn't in the original, and you know, this there, and blah, blah, blah.
But I know in the beginning was the Word. And I know that same Word is in me. And I know He will bear witness of Himself. And although that Spirit that was in me, He will speak of the things concerning the one that sent Him. So, you know, I don't lean to my own understanding and pick out the discrepancies of the Word and say there's an error here and there's an error here. And I put all this energy into trying to find deficiencies in the Bible, which I want to find deficiencies in the Most High God. But I want to take that same fervor and that same energy that I'm doing to find the errors written in ink. I don't want to take that same energy and then check myself. Why don't you? Why don't you? Why don't you let the Word check you? Let the Word come in like a sharp two-edged sword and see what has been scribed in you. What errors have been put in you? I walk on the outside. I'd rather be scripturally. I like the scripturally criticism, whatever they call it, scriptural criticism. But they won't look on their own hearts and their own minds and look and criticize themselves, which the Word is there to do. To search and to seek the depths of our being to whether see there be any darkness in us. No. Rather walk on the inside and be an accuser of the brethren. See, these people don't know their spirit. They don't know their motive. They don't know their volition. We know that this Bible, this King James Bible, set forth any, you've heard it even before, Pastor Israel, and there's really nothing, you know, that has been translated. It is pure of itself. Why you think the Most High Yah will not have His people be ignorant without His Holy Spirit in us, leading and guiding us into all truth? We know within ourselves, I know within myself when I can read something and not leading to my own understanding, but by the witness of the Word, I can tell whether or not that is so. In Him, in the Word, was life. And this life, it says, was the light of men. This word was the light of men. What? The light? In Him was life. And the life in Him, and the only way that we can find this life is to be in Him so we can see this life the same way He saw it. And then being in Him, we have this life. We're joint heirs. We're co-inheritors. Then we understand that the life that was in Him and the life that is in us, the life that is in us was His life. This is the light of men. This is when we were illuminated. And it says in verse 5, and the light, it just shines in the darkness. And the darkness comprehended it not. And it's amazing. You can watch those that really don't desire a relationship with the Most High. And I've seen it here many and many times. I've seen it within my own self. I have testimony and witness of my own self. When I was in transgression, when I was in wickedness, when I was in folly, and the Word of Yah came unto me saying, you have transgressed. You have performed a wicked thing. And if I didn't humble myself and say, yes, Yah, thank you, Yah, get on my knees and cry out, get the help that I need that was there, the way of escape. Or I could go the other route and let the darkness in me cry out. Because I've seen many times the people, the word would come and they would persecute. They would jeer the messenger. And then all we are is we're just vessels. We're just vessels here proclaiming the word. I'm here teaching the word. Pastors are preaching the word. And if light comes in you and then it finds darkness, boy, you, the battle's set in array then. Are you going to let the light do its work? Or you're going to let the darkness in you voice rise up greater than the light and speak against the light, because it says darkness doesn't comprehend the light. So why you see many people rise up in rebellion, rise up against the messengers of Yah? Because that is sin that's dwelling in them. That the voice of sin, there's a being of sin having a voice, and they let that voice rise up in them, take them over, possess them, and then they cry out, not knowing that the darkness is making known its uncomprehension, that it's protecting itself, that these demons, that when they find a host, they will make their voice known, especially when sin has laid fertile ground and legal ground. But the light shineth in the darkness, the life, and the darkness says it don't comprehend no light at all. And then it says in verse 6, there was a man sent from Yah whose name was John. And this same one, John, came for a witness. What? Came for a witness. What did he come to do? What was he created to do? What was that vessel made? That word put him upon the face of this earth to do what? He came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. What? That all men through. That is, again, that is a relationship. That is something that is on the inside. It is nothing on the outside. You can't go through something staying on the outside. And they said John was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. And it says that was that true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Notice, into the world. Which world? Which world? Which world? He was in the world. The word, the light, the life. And the world was made by him. And it says, and the world knew him not. It said he came, this word, this life, this light. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, and I pray all in this room have received him. We don't receive him just by a confession. We don't receive him on the outside only. We receive him on the innermost. We cry from our heart how much we want to receive him. But as many as received him, receive the word. Receive the light. Receive the life. And I see a lot of people, many times when life, light and Word, Creator, creation, is reaching down unto them to bring them out. And they rather let the darkness overshadow them and bring no comprehension to what is being brought to them. A lifeline, a lifesaver. But as many as received him, to them that received him, the word, the life, the light, gave he power to become the sons of Yah, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, hear that, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man. But we were born. Why? Because this was the will of Yah. The will of Yah. Saints, I'm going to take a small break here. We're going to come back. I'm going to leave you with Sister Wenda here. Small ministry break. We're going to continue on. Praise Yah.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, and Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E, 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Ah, yeah. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Yeah, the day's even closer than when it was before. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise y'all, saints. We're back again on this edition of Blog Talk Radio, and I pray everyone, I want to make an emphasis on something. You know, I've been making emphasis on certain words tonight, and I pray, and I ask, you know, if you don't mind, to write down, you know, the words that I've made emphasis on, but don't look after them after a worldly state, but look after them like I have been trying to, I guess, bring over to you as according to Yeshua. Always in relation to Yeshua, his body, his life, his light, and meditate on the words that are given emphasis on. even though some of them might seem insignificant to us. But you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised upon meditation and communion with the Spirit of Yah and asking Him for His understanding, what you will receive. As we're reading a word here tonight, and we've been hearing a word, and within us there's ability to spiritually discern what we're hearing, what we should see. And then that is even a defense unto us, even though we might be reading a book that might be flawed to some people. But we serve an Elohim that is perfect and not flawed. And we need to rely on His Spirit. We need to rely on His leading and His guiding to bring us home, to bring us to the end, to bring us unto the fullness of our salvation. Without Him, we can do nothing. And we really, 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 really got to have that in our box of testimony, in our ark of our heart. With these things written in our hearts and our minds, that these treasures are stored in heavenly places where thief can't steal and rust cannot corrupt and moth will not eat. We got to understand our life is hid with Christ in Yah. And if we're in Him at that level, if Yah be for us, who can be against us? So if the war is coming on heavily, receive it. Receive it. You heard Pastor say, you know, always be on guard. Always check your six. Always receive your enemy with respect. But always, he said, be also ready. Saints of the Most High, Yah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Again, let us look at Ephesians. On the same note, as we kind of meditate and we kind of relish and sup and savor the word of Yah here. Awesome, awesome. Ephesians chapter 1. Let us look at Ephesians 1. Starting at verse 17. Listen what the letter is saying. Well, we might say, oh, that's the letter to the Ephesians. You know, we can go with that mindset, with that logic. And well, I'm not of Ephesus, and I don't know nothing about no Ephesus. So this has nothing pertaining to me. Lean not to thine own understanding, but in all thy ways, in all thy ways, acknowledge Him. He shall lift you up. And understanding and wisdom and knowledge of Him. Hallelujah. Where I say we're going, Ephesians chapter 1, 17. All right. All right, it's good stuff. It says that the Elohim of our Master, our Savior Jesus Christ, Father of glory, may give unto you spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. And how shall our understanding be enlightened? That you know that your understanding is being enlightened, that you're receiving life, that you're receiving light, that you're receiving the word. And this is what it should be answering. And that this is what it should be teaching you. And it's what should be filling you with. That you may know what is the hope of His calling. No, it's all about Yeshua, not about us. It's all about Yeshua, all about His life, all about the light, all about the word. Ye may know what is the hope of His calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe. We have received him. And because we receive, we believe. According to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. And it is the same one that has been set in heavenly places, the same one that we are in, and the same one that is in us, the Word, the Light, the Life, the one that is have given us this illumination that the eyes of our understanding are enlightened and everything that we've read here, and set him in his own right hand in heavenly places far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And he hath put all things under his feet, and gave him the Word, the Light, the Life, to be the head over all things to the assembly. And it says church in your King James Version, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Again, in Ephesians, I think, 3 and verse 9. And to make all men see, say this illumination, this enlightenment, to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in Yah, who created all things by Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 Let's call to remembrance. Again, Hebrews chapter 4. No, Hebrews, I think 6, verse 4. It's a warning. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Spirit and have tasted the good word of Yah and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance. See, what did they do? They crucify to themselves the Son of Yah afresh and put him to an open shame. You mean they put you in the crowd? Of all them, some 2,000 years ago, that you're in the crowd all of a sudden, that you're in the outer crowd, that you're in the court of the Gentiles now, by your own deeds, by your own doings, 2,000 years ago, that you're in that crowd hollering, crucify him, crucify him. And call to remembrance. And we have. Hebrews 10 again, he says, brethren, you have boldness to enter into the holiest of all by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way. And he goes on to say, we should not forsake the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. Exhort one another daily as the more as one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remain no more sacrifice of sin. Again in John, let me look, John chapter 8. I know we're going over a lot of verses, but we're just dealing with light and life and illumination. John 8 and 12. I think it is. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. And he's not talking about this world. This world is engrossed in darkness. He's talking about a different world. We've really got to understand that. We've really got to come to an understanding of that. Don't lean to our own understanding thinking that, you know, he's talking about this world. No, this world's under judgment. This world's going to be burnt with fire. I am the light of the world. He that followeth, notice that word early on. I made emphasis on that. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Later on, I think in 9, same book of John. We won't go by chapter and verse as a leading. John 9. Verse 5, he says, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Again in 11, we're going to bring this home. Verse 9 and 10, Jesus answered and said, are there not 12 hours in the day? And it says, if any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. There's an emphasis on this world, huh? Yeshua was thinking, and he was speaking not of the world that he was in, but he was always, you know, imploring and bringing forth the world that is to come. Again, I'm going to read again. Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? And, you know, he's talking about something, you know, that we can understand naturally. So that he can transcend over into, you know, a spiritual understanding. Are there not 12 hours in the day? And if any man walk in the day, he stumbles not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth. Why? Because there is no light in him. Ooh, a lot being said here tonight, saints of the Most High. A lot of word here to meditate on, to really sit back and just don't read it. You know, read a verse and then go on to the next verse without really stopping and meditating on it. And then sit back and say, Most High Yah, speak to me. Speak to me from your word. Let's continue on in Hebrews 10. It was at verse 32. Says, but call to remembrance the former days in which after you were illuminated. It says, after you were illuminated. After you were illuminated. This is a prerequisite. This is, you know, almost a badge of honor. I look at it and, you know, and say, this is telltale sign that you are a believer. This is a telltale sign that you have entered in and that you are being allowed entrance in. Listen to what is being said here. Beautiful. But call to remembrance the former days, and which after, notice that word, after ye were illuminated, when you come and you were saved and you were born again and you received Christ and you started embracing truth and embracing his life and embracing life. Talking now you remember these times. When you were in your infancy, when you were just fresh of being born again, when you just entered into the fellowship of the saints, it says, after you were illuminated, ye endured a great flight of afflictions. And this is one thing, you know, I see a lot of people that have been given entrance into this walk, into this talk, that they can't get past, that they can't get over, they can't go through. Something about, you know, enduring the pain of affliction. Something about this flesh, it is not like pain. I know each and every one of us. You know, there's certain pains in us that we detest. You know, in our former walk, before we would call upon the Most High Yah, you know, for infirmities and for ailments and for things going on in our body, we, you know, the pain would cause us to run to the pharmacy or run to the doctor or run for this drug or run for that elixir or this or that, something of this world. And we would. We would. So that we would get some kind of relief from the pain. But these afflictions, they go deeper. There's something about the pain of the soul and the pain of the spirit that many, many people cannot endure. And they try to endure it without the power of the Holy Spirit. But call to remembrance, saints. After you were eliminated, you endured a great flight of afflictions. And it says partly that when you was in this great flight of afflictions, notice that it continues on. There should not be another verse there. So the next thing that we're reading, continuing on, is the same thought. Partly, whilst you were made a gazing stock. A gazing stock. A gazing stock. What is this gazing stock? Well, there's a Greek definition if we want to look at the Greek. Greek word 2301, and it's a word that we get our English word theater from, and it's the word theatrizo. And there's a definition that you know that lightly explains it, but those that we that have been immersed in this, and we that have endured this infliction, we understand this to a greater degree. We know we understand this beyond the flesh. We all have testimony. We all have experience, those that have been walking this walk for quite a while. But those of you that are entering to this walk, if you are enduring a great flight of afflictions, then don't consider it something bad. Don't consider it as something that is against you. No, it is for you. This should be a manifest token that you have entered in, because this is appointed unto us. Because we read before, when the Word became flesh, he came to his own, and his own received him not. And we think it's some strange thing, you know, when we were illuminated and we were excited and the Most High Yah had his arms around us and we felt his love and felt his embrace and felt his comfort that it was in us to go and be a witness to what was going on in us to all our families and relatives and whoever it may be. And then we endured the realm of rejection. 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 Rejection has a pain that a lot of people cannot get past, especially when it's flesh and blood, when it's mom, when it's dad, when it's brother, when it's sister, aunt, uncle. I don't know. We come to our own, and we receive the same testimony that our Savior, the one on the inside, received. We went to our own, and what happened? The own received us not. And then we were immersed in that. And then we were experienced in that. Then we our eyes and our ears beheld it. And what a great flight of affliction was in that. And we were made a gazing stock. All of a sudden, you know, they knew you. After your former estate, you used to go over and drink this and smoke that, and you had this going on, you was having sex here and sex there, you had your mouth on this person, had your mouth, they know you after the flesh. But now the darkness in them cannot comprehend now the light that is in you. And now, all of a sudden, here you are on a stage. And everyone's looking at you, and everyone's whispering, calling you names, calling you cult, calling you this, calling you that. Endure hardness as a good soldier. Chalk this up that you know that you're entering into the fellowship of the saints. That it is not no bad thing, that this is according to the word. This is according to the pattern. And I see a lot of people fall away because they can't get past this journey. They get past this wilderness experience of family, of the jeering, the name calling, and the expelling and being put out. It's a pain. It is a pain. But how are you directing that pain? Is that pain pulling you back to the world? Or is that pain pulling you to the great physician? Is that pain bringing you to your knees and calling upon the creator, the light, and the life? Is it calling you to not lean to your own understanding? Is it calling you to acknowledge him in all your ways, that you go to him for direction, that you go to him for comfort, that you go to him for understanding? Of why this is going on. Because it is written. It is written. It is written. It's more than words now. And all of a sudden, you know, this thing that I read now it's right before my eyes. It's manifested. It's there. It's taking on a form. It's taking on a body. It's taking on a manifestation. And then it should be a token to us that, hey, the word is living. The word is living. To bring upon the stage to set forth as a spectacle. You be exposed to contempt and you being gazed, they gaze at you with scorn and abhorrence, and you become an object of curiosity or contempt. Hardly. Whilst ye were made, who made all things? The Word. You mean the Word at that time? You know, come on. Let's call to remembrance. Come on. Let's go back to the former days in which after you were illuminated. Let's look at that. How many of us remember the gazing stock time? And how many of us, you know, even you know, this far in your walk, how many aspects of the gazers that you've got to endure? The contempt, the tail bearing, the falsehoods and the lies that are told on you. Are you able? Are you able to endure the pain? Are you able to endure the impalement? Are you able to endure the separation? Are you just like, you know, the children of Israel when they were coming out of Egypt, coming out of Goshen, and they come upon the sea? And right behind them, their enemies were following them. The enemies were about to overtake them. Well, you see in the report, You know, that the people were feared. Oh, the enemy, they're right on us. But you see how the Most High Yah raised up a standard, put a partition between his children and the children of the world. Just for the time where he could make a way to cross over. He made a way of separation. That was the pattern. And the children of Israel walked through the sea. And they were baptized in that affliction. They watched as every last child of Yah, every one that Yah desired to bring into the promised land, set foot on the other side. And they turned around and watched their enemies pursue them. And the same thing that protected them, same thing that were walled up beside them where they could pass over and they could pass through, they watched it swallow up their enemies. It brings me to remembrance, saints of the Most High Yah. In 1 Corinthians, there is a testimony given there. Think of Paul too. And I think it's a testimony for all of us as being made a spectacle, as being upon this theater, as being made witnesses. First Corinthians 4, I think it is. Let me find it here. Starting at verse 1 Corinthians 4:8. It says, now ye are full. Now ye are rich. It says, ye have reigned as kings without us. And it says, I would to Yah ye did reign, that we also might reign with you. And it says, I think that Yah has set forth us, the apostles, last, as it were, appointed to death. It says, for we, and many of us, as he has set forth the apostles last, and many of us who were set in array, according to the purpose and pleasure of Yah, appointed to death, for we are made a spectacle unto the world. We are made a spectacle to angels. We are made a spectacle to men. And he's talking about him in his stead as an apostle. And old Pastor Dow can say the same thing as he in the administration of a pastor. And I can say the same thing myself, say the same testimony. Me as the administration of a teacher. And I can say to you now, we can all say, as disciples of Christ, as children of Yah, we are made spectacles to the world, to angels, and to men. You know, and this spectacle, it does bring on this warfare. It does bring on the demonic attack. Because the people and the demons and the people of this world, hey, if we leave them thus alone, you know, they're going to take away both our place and our country. Just as they told Yeshua, as they said of Yeshua. And they don't know what they speak about. But this spectacle, theater that we are in, we're put upon a stage. This is meant for us. This is our lot. Hallelujah. 1 Peter. Let's see. Let me go to 1 Peter. I think there's something in 1 Peter here. 1 Peter 4. Let says, listen, saints. For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, Remember, we read many times of the accounts when Yeshua was in this world. And he gives the account, you know, of the theatrics of the scribes and the Pharisees. The stage that we read in the Gospels. It says, for as much then as Christ has suffered for us in his flesh, and we must go through the veil, that is to say, of his flesh. For as much Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. It says, for he that has suffered in the flesh, what happens? He has ceased from sin. Why, Most High Yah? Why must we must suffer? Because he wants us to cease from sin. Why? That we should no longer live in the rest of his time in the flesh. Because if we live in the flesh, we're going to serve the lust of men. But it's saying us to live according to the Spirit. And this will bring us to the will of Yah. We were born of the will of Yah, not our own will. And that's where Christianity really has derailed. Thinking, you know, that people can make their own acceptance to accept Christ. You can accept Christ today. You can invoke your will. Come down here and repeat after me. I'll sell you a bill of goods. I'll turn you upside down and I'll shake your pockets dry. You are merchandise. That he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of Yah. And he says, and for time past, of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles. It says, when we walked in lasciviousness, lust, excess of wine, revelings and banquetings and abominable idolatries. In time past, a lot of us did walk in this. And that's why, you know, that's, I mean, when Yeshua was upon this earth, they had the same thing to say of him. Isn't he not the carpenter's son? And is he, it's not his brothers and sisters here with us? And what's such a great man? We know this little lad. We know this person after the flesh. Where in they?
Verse 4.
The gazers. The gazers. Where in they? Think it strange now that you run not with them no more in the same excess of riot. And they do this, and because that is a strange thing. Now they see you in one state, and now they see you in a totally different state. Now seeing a totally different person, they know you after that life, but they don't know about this life. Darkness cannot comprehend light. They speak evil of you. And I'm going to read you something. Again, I'm going to read the same verses of Hebrews chapter 10, the same two verses that we've been over tonight here in Hebrews. And we'll start verse 32 again, but I'm coming through the Lamsa Peshitta here. Lamsa. Aramaic Peshitta. It says, remember, verse 32 in the Peshitta, remember therefore the former days in which, after you received baptism, ye endured many tribulations by reproach and trouble. You, by reproach and trouble, reproach. What is this reproach? Something to look up, huh? By reproach and trouble, ye were made an object of ridicule. And you have also become companions of those men who have endured these things. Again, in the KJV, and it says in verse 33, partly whilst you were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly whilst you became companions of them which were so used. Again, 2 Corinthians, saints of the Most High, yeah? Verses 12 and 10. Paul says this, and we should say this, therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities. I take pleasure in reproaches. I take pleasure in necessities. I take pleasure in persecutions. I take pleasure in distresses. Why? For Christ's sake. It says, for when I am weak, then am I strong. When I am weak, then am I strong. We're weak, then wonder who's the one that is in us that is strong. Hallelujah. 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 Back in the Psalms, let us look at David, what David penned. Psalm 74. Psalm 74, verse 22, says, arise, O Yah, plead thine own cause. Remember how the foolish man reproached thee daily. Then again in Psalm 89, 48, what man is he that liveth and shall not see death? Shall he deliver his soul from the hand of the grave? Salah. Master, Lord, where are thy former loving kindness, which thou swearest unto David in thy truth? Remember, Master, remember, Lord, the reproach of thy servants, how I do bear in my bosom the reproach of all the mighty people, wherewith thine enemies have reproached. Oh, Master, oh Lord, wherewith they have reproached the footsteps of thine anointed. And he said, blessed be the Master, blessed be the Lord forevermore. Amen and amen. Back in 79, Psalm 79 again. It says a prayer, render unto our neighbors sevenfold into their bosom their reproach, wherewith they have reproached thee, O Lord, O Master. And then in 2 Timothy, chapter 1. Verse 8, leave you with this, saints, as gazing stock, as again we take on the week, and we'll see a lot of gazers. I implore ye, be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our master, our Savior, nor me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of Yah, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Yah, and the Word was Yah. Saints of the Most High Yah, bless you all, bless you all. Thank you, Brother Paul, again this evening. Brother Ugly, yeah, for posting all these scriptures, all these verses. Pray everyone has written them down. Pray everyone will meditate on Shabbat's message and all the messages coming forth. I do implore you to meditate and get this word in you, in you, in you, in you, in you. I want to help you, saints. This is not our life. We should not be living our life. We should be living his life. This is going to be our light. We are the light of the world. Saints of the Most High, Yah. Bless you all and thank you all. It's been a good fellowship this evening. Pray all has someone received strength to take on the day's coming. If Yah be for us, who can be against us? So let's keep our heads up, knowing that we have the victory. We are more than conquerors. No matter what comes on in the week, we are victorious. We win. We win. We win. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless you all, saints. Bless you all. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Sister Wenda says, as I say, as it is dear comfort, the King is coming. The King is coming.